Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Yeah. Pussy, cunt. Ballroom Throwbacks presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include 7 Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressed in Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, legendary performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Witch Queens versus Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme battle, grand prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Who won the world?
The legendary House of Blonic Ball. Who runs the world? January 14th, 2012. Venue Club Space. 1310 White Street, Atlanta, GA. 30310. Grand prize. Open to all runaway. $1,212. $250. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500. Twister vs. Sister, $500. And 11 other $100 cash categories. January 14th, 2012. The legendary House of Blonic Ball.
Who won the world?
The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18, 2012, Youngstown State University's Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Leslie Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legislative Massage at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performance. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Femme Queen Realness. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Siren. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
The fourth annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manilo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all teen street wear. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And certain other $100 categories. The fourth annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Diva, as a lot of things. Doesn't give a fuck. Now tell me.
Legendary Kelly. Couture.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom, honey. Tonight is a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. It's what the fuck is on your mind, what the fuck is on your chest, what the fuck is on your breasts, or whatever else you have, and you would like to definitely get it off, honey. This is the format where you can definitely get it off. And I definitely do have a lot of things that's on my 44 double D's tonight that I'm definitely going to get off my breast, Miss Thing. It's been a lot of stuff that has been said, and people have opinions. And, you know, I don't get mad at people's opinions, and, you know, I just don't do the phony. And we're not going to do phony for 2012. It's a new year, honey. We're in the third day of the new year, and bitches is already being phony and already starting their motherfucking shit. I definitely do got to give a big shout-out to motherfucking Marcus 007. I have to give him a big shout-out because you're just like my sister Jasmine, honey. You know, you have to bite your tongue when things come around, honey. And the girls don't know how to bite their motherfucking tongue. So I'm going to bite their motherfucking ass tonight. Bitch, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bite you bitches' motherfucking ass, honey. I want to give a big shout-out to all our commercials and everybody that has been here and sponsored and, you know, and advertised. Got to give a big shout-out to the North Carolina Alliance for their commercial. Definitely a big shout-out to Mother Sophia Darion for hers. Definitely a big shout-out to Ballroom Throwbacks, the House of Blahnik, the Icon, Father Tony Revlon. Definitely a big shout-out for him, honey. He doesn't have a commercial, but we're definitely promoting his event that's going on this Saturday in Baltimore, Maryland, honey. It's definitely going to be a function that's definitely going to go down, and it's definitely going to be hot. And definitely the legendary Mother Divine Chanel all the way from L.A. with her Tempted to Touch ball that's going down March 24th. And Las Vegas, honey, is definitely going to be a ball. It's definitely going to be fun. It's definitely going to be hot. So all you girls, definitely make sure y'all definitely out there. It's a lot of tea and stuff that was sent over that we're definitely going to spill and we're going to break about girls changing houses and all types of shit, honey. And all those tacky-ass motherfucking bitches that called in last night and all you tacky-ass motherfucking bitches that had something to say in that motherfucking room. I got to address all you tacky-ass bitches tonight, honey. How the fuck you doing, bitch? But we're going to take a commercial break, and I see my girlfriend, Miss London, is hitting me up on Facebook, and she says she's on the line. So we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back with Miss London after these words from our sponsor from the North Carolina Committee.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon Jay Manilo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And certain other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Girls, don't worry worry about how many commercials I play and how many commercials I take, okay, girls, in the chat room, okay? I have to get, play these people commercials, honey. Some nights we don't even play these commercials for these people and they pay for these commercials. So if I take a commercial every 5 minutes, I take a commercial every 5 minutes. What the fuck? It's What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck?
I come every time you come around my luncheon, luncheon bridge, wanna go down like London, 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 wanna go down like London, London, London.
Malta, Malta,
European Vogue. You have to vote like a lady. Let me show you. Hot. Pussy.
Bloody. You're supposed to vote like a lady, stay in one spot.
Ha. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Miss London?
Hello, Kelly.
Hello, darling. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you? Hello, chat room.
I'm doing wonderful, honey. I'm relaxing, and I'm chilling, honey. You know, doing the things like the Benji Cons.
Bloody.
Yeah, it's a bloody, 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 honey. It's a bloody mess, honey. It's really bloody over here. We're going to need some maxi pads tonight.
Bloody, what's going on?
Baby, it's just so much, honey. Everybody has an opinion about Kelly, and I don't understand why everybody has an opinion about me, Miss Day. And these are the same girls that sit and smile up in your face when they see you out, Miss Day, and want to, you know, give you all this life and things when they see you out. But then the girls want to sit and they want to read. I don't understand.
I see nothing ever changes, and it's 2012.
Yes, nothing ever changes, honey. I was about to say something. You know what? I'm going to start off with this. You know, this is how I'm going to start. This is how I'm going to start this off. So many people have sat back yesterday, and so many people have read me and attacked me, Miss Day, because of something, a situation that I have nothing to do with, because somebody came on the show last night and they talked about people's status. So I got attacked in all of these different chat rooms because the girls were talking about people's status, and they made it seem like, oh, Kelly was talking about people's status and all of this stuff, and then people want to sit back, and people want to talk about, and this is supposed to be an overall mother, and this is that. Bitch, I want a bitch to come up here and tell me exactly what the fuck is an overall mother, because half of these bitches that's out here, bitch, don't do motherfucking shit for these kids, ain't about motherfucking shit, and ain't never going to be motherfucking shit. That's how I feel about the situation.
That's mostly boys, that's overall mothers.
Baby, well, I don't know, but everybody has an opinion about something, and everybody has an opinion to say about me. And then you have this late-ass bitch that called in from this motherfucking D.C. area last night and wanted to read me, bitch. So I want that bitch to call back in here tonight so I can read her and give her a piece of my motherfucking mind. Now that, you know, I know the situation. The girls are saying hi to you in the chat room.
Hello, chat room.
Yes. So, but if you're on the phone lines, you know, your girls, listen, this is how this works, okay? Y'all on the phone line, I don't know where Nicole is at. I don't know where Nicole is at. They're asking for Nicole in the chat room. I don't know where Nicole is. But this is how this works with y'all girls that's on the phone line. Y'all can either press 1 and call in here and do y'all what the fuck and whatever and shit. Hey, Keisha, and y'all can say y'all what the fuck and we can get it out here. And me and London can go back and forth and, you know, we can spill tea and all types of things because, you know, that's how it works, honey. But to all you girls that's out there, Miss Dana, that had something to say about me, y'all can kiss my motherfucking big fat ass, because I really give two fucks about any of you motherfucking bitches anyway. But it's the simple fact of you same girls want to sit and read. But we're not going to mention the name, because I'm going to show y'all. I can show y'all better than I can motherfucking tell y'all how to play this motherfucking game. But Marcus, I see exactly why you keep your mouth closed when it comes to you having a function and you don't say nothing until after your function is over. Other bitches need to take that motherfucking same motherfucking hand from you, Marcus, and do the same motherfucking thing. Yes. I don't know, Miss London, you got any tea, Miss London?
I'm supposed to say it for a little later.
You gotta tell me for a little later?
Yes.
Well, I hear a lot of girls are supposed to be switching houses come next month. That's what I've been hearing. I don't know, honey. I don't know how true it is. Hold on, I have something that came across. Oh, I know the girls though. I know the girls don't mind mentioning my name. But I gotta wait because you know it's early. I gotta mention the girls' names, honey. Oh, trust and believe. I'm going to mention the girls' names. And I hope the girls, you know, they say they don't listen to the show. They only listened to the show last night. So maybe they'll be listening to the show again tonight because they said what they said about me and so that I can say what I'll say about them. And then maybe they can call in the show. But you know what I realized? I realized with the girls' mistake, when people come up here and they start talking about statuses and all types of things and everything with girls, and girls feel some type of way. Those girls that I'm not even gonna say it. I'm gonna keep it to myself.
What? The girls that feel some type of way is the ones that
is the girls that really, you know, I'm not, you know what, you know what y'all are saying. I'm gonna keep my opinions to myself, but y'all know exactly what I mean when I say what I say. The girls that feel some type of way, and we know why they feel some type of way. Y'all shouldn't feel any type of way at all. Please don't. I'm not here to bash anybody or say anything about anybody in a negative way. I'm just, you know, y'all can't get upset at me and read me and say what y'all want to say about me. I can't control what people call in here and people say. So everybody wants to get mad at me because of what people call in here and say. Don't get mad at me. Don't kill the motherfucking host, bitch. Kill the people that call in here and say what the fuck they say. Don't kill me. What's my screen name, where? On what chat room? You can send me a message. Y'all can send me a message through Tens or Chops in the chat room, and it'll definitely get over to me, honey. If y'all see at the top of the chat room, it says Tens or Chops, and y'all can send me a message, and it will definitely get to me, and I will definitely get y'all message. Okay. No. It's not. We're not talking about the elite group. We're talking about the Ballroom Institute room where they have over 388 comments on the video of me and Khadijah. Cause you have a non motherfucking factor bitch that wants to take and get life off a girl's mistake because she's a nobody. So she wants to record and post videos up on YouTube to take and make her blog go viral and, you know, and post all types of videos just to get life because she's nobody in the ballroom scene and she's never going to be anybody in the motherfucking ballroom scene. So that's what we're talking about, honey. I got so many messages coming through. Girls, pick up the phone line. I really do. You know, this is much, you know, I want to hear everybody's opinion on what happened last night. I really do. That's why I made the chat room on Facebook for people to take and pick comments up there and say exactly how they feel. I want people to pick up the phones, and I want to hear everybody's opinion on how they feel about what happened last night. That's the real tea. I want everybody's opinion on how they feel about everything that was said and what was done and everything. I don't want people to send me messages and everything. This is a format for everybody to take and come up here and voice their opinion. So I want y'all to be able to come up here and voice your opinion and say exactly how y'all feel. Do not, you know, have people thinking that they're going to bully y'all or to whatever type of way because they are certain houses and y'all know these houses is known for fighting and everything. Y'all come up here, y'all say y'all name. Nobody's not going to do anything to y'all. This is a format for everybody to speak and say exactly how they feel. So please feel free to definitely press 1 and tell me y'all opinion on the show. That's exactly why we have the official chat room on Facebook so y'all can tell me how y'all feel about the show and everything. Don't go to other rooms and sit and read me and all types of things. If you want to read or you have an opinion about the show, we have a chat room. Y'all can definitely pick up the phone and definitely call in here and also give us your opinion here. Keisha, you're live on the air.
Hey, y'all. Happy New Year, Kelly. Happy New Year, London.
Hello, Keish. Happy New Year.
Kelly, I was going to call in yesterday, but I said, you know, I'm going to wait. I just have, this is my opinion. I love for you. I live for you. I just want to voice my opinion about the chop that you gave Khadijah on Saturday at the Globe. I heard your side of the story, and I heard Khadijah's side. And what I have to say, Kelly, is realness doesn't mean not having a lot of whatever, tits, ass, the case may be. Realness is if you can work in society and get away. Now, there's millions of big girls who have big chests, big ass, big hips, and they're considered real because they're real females. With that being said, I think that chop that you gave Khadijah for realness could have been questioned because, like she said, she's been walking for years. And she has served that category. Maybe not sexy in your opinion, but for realness, I don't agree with that, Kelly. I think there's more to it that you and Khadijah have that we don't know, and you chopped up for what reason, I don't know. But
I'll be 100% honest with you, right? Every night after we do the radio show, I get on the phone, and me and Nicole and Jasmine, we talk for another hour after the radio show is over. And like I told Nicole and Jasmine last night, I was dead like I told them, and I swore to my grandmother. When I chopped Khadijah for sex siren, I was dead ass serious when I chopped her for sex siren. I was playing with Khadijah when I chopped her for realness, but then Khadijah snatched the mic from Jazz and started reading, and that's when it escalated. I was playing with her when it came to the chop for realness.
But Kelly, you never said that yesterday.
I never got a chance to say it. I was going to say that because I'm
analyzing the situation, and I'm like, she's real. You know that. Give or take, whatever you feel about being oversurged or whatever you keep being. I've been watching.
Keisha, are you there?
Keisha, are you there? Keisha? I thought my phone had went dead or something. Keisha?
Hello? I'm sorry.
Keisha?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
I'm sorry. I'm back. I just want you and Khadijah to mend things out because, like the caller said yesterday, you have a lot of young, up-and-coming individuals who listen to you, look at you, and to see them do that, it makes them think that, damn, if I'm going to walk and get chopped because I have too much body, what's next? And now that you cleared up the misunderstanding, I think people will now understand that you was only joking because I was a little perplexed yesterday, too. And I understand Khadijah, you know, she got whatever, but she's still real. And if you put her against 20 girls in the hood, I don't think she'll be spooked. Regardless of how much work she got done on her chest or her ass, she looks real. You can't deny that. So I want Khadijah to call up here, and I want you to apologize to her.
Khadijah, now me and Khadijah go through this all the time. This is nothing. Like I said, me, Nicole, and Khadijah, we are sisters for years, and we go through this all the time. This is what we do. And, you know, and the girls just want to take it beyond what it is.
Okay.
That's what it is. But, Keisha, you always got a what the fuck. Do you got a what the fuck tonight?
Yeah. I got a what the fuck. What the fuck is all these... Can you hear me?
Yeah.
My phone is going static. What the fuck the legends and icons are not calling as much and voicing their opinion. What the fuck?
I don't know. Maybe we'll get them to call in here.
They need to call in and voice their opinion, too, because their opinion counts as well.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Keisha, for calling in, Keisha. I'll see you in a little while.
All right, Mama.
Okay. The next caller we have is 908-374. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, what the fuck happened yesterday? Because usually I call in for the radio show every night, but I ain't calling yesterday. And listen, everybody, Kelly is going to explain what happened, and y'all are not going to attack her because this is her show, and she's going to say what the fuck she wants to say. It's in her constitutional right. She has the freedom of speech just like y'all do. So what the fuck happened, Kelly, yesterday?
You know how me and Khadija, we had our internet that we had, the video was out, and then you have these motherfucking late-ass motherfucking bitches that want to call in here and try to motherfucking read, Miss Thing. You have these nasty bitches from motherfucking D.C., Miss Thing, that want to call in here and motherfucking read me, Miss Thing. This nasty-ass old degenerate bit of motherfucking queen from motherfucking D.C.,
And what happened with the letters and icons? Somebody came in and read about status?
Somebody was reading. Somebody came and somebody said something about status and all types of things. And then the girl said that I was talking about people's statuses and people's statuses out there, and I was being attacked for that. And I was all types of animals for talking about people's status. When I never even mentioned anybody's status, I was just gagging that I was being attacked. I was being attacked in the Boardroom Institute room for talking about people's status, and I never talked about anybody's status.
Because it's either you said it or you didn't say it, period, point blank, period. It either came out your mouth or you didn't, or it didn't come out your mouth. But people need to stop getting stuff confused, because that's how you get shit escalated, and that's how you get people tearing it in New York. And that's how you get violence and stuff like that. And it's like that globally everywhere. So if people just stop gossiping and doing all this little nasty, catty shit, the LGBTQ community could be a lot better.
Yes, honey. So, they'll get it together eventually.
Eventually.
Eventually, they'll get it together.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you, baby, for definitely calling in.
Mhm.
Okay, we got another caller. And that's Chloe.
I was incarcerated, darling, in Spain, but I'm out there, darling. I was at that party. I spent $3,000 for the VIP. I was with Lady Gaga. I was taking coke and gay. I miss you.
Oh, I was there, too.
London, darling. I left, darling. I saw you, darling. What's going on with you?
Hello there.
How are you doing, darling? I had loved you in that going on a gown, darling.
Why, thank you. I'm glad you noticed.
Yes, I did, darling. You know, I know high fashion.
Oh, my God. I'm going to fuck you up.
Tell me, darling, what's going on?
Nothing much. We're just chilling here, honey. And all you guys that's in the chat room, y'all can see me live on webcam right now. I'm definitely giving y'all I'm definitely giving y'all cunt on webcam. Wash face cunt, Miss Day, so y'all can definitely tune into me on webcam, honey. And I'm giving y'all what y'all want on webcam, honey. But how you doing, Miss Carmen?
Darling, I'm doing fine, darling. You were over, darling. What's going on with all this drama?
Hey, man, what's going on with all this drama?
The DC drama. You know what DC drama, mama. They're talking about you, mama, DC.
Baby, y'all girls need to stop worrying about who's in my background, okay? Stop worrying about who's in the background, okay? Baby. Yes. I don't know, honey. We're just sitting here. We're just chilling, honey, like the cards.
Are they all in one room?
Oh, excuse me?
Are they all in one room?
No, we're all in my living room. We're sitting in the living room. Yes. I don't know. Any callers that's on the phone lines would like to speak to Miss Carmen and Miss London, y'all can feel free to definitely press the wire and definitely call in here. We're live on the air, honey. The girls are seeing me in the chat room, honey, giving y'all wash face fish, Miss Dang Girl. You know, honey, hold on. We got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Maya Angelou.
Hi, Miss Maya Angelou. Oh, we got Miss London, we got Miss Carmen, and we got Miss Maya Angelou.
Peace be still. How are you, London?
I'm okay. Have you brushed your afro yet?
Miss Maya?
Did someone say something?
Miss London said, did you brush your afro?
Oh, I thought someone pressed the mute button. I'm so sorry.
Why do you, Miss London, always go at it? Y'all should be the best of girlfriends.
I couldn't see her if she stood in the welfare line.
She's an endangered species.
Oh. Oh, my God. My. Miss Maya Angelou, do you have any poetry for us today?
I'm going to have a poem for you a little later on. Give me time.
Okay, well, you give me a poem about the new year, and you mix Miss London name in it.
And I will do so.
Okay, so we'll be waiting back to hear from you, Maya Angelou.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, let me see, honey. Oh, where am I going to go now? I don't know where am I going to go.
Hello, darling.
Go ahead, Miss Carmen.
The key is, darling, who is Brooklyn, darling? That's what I want to know. Who is Brooklyn? And I'm
Brooklyn
not talking
is
about
this
the
not
borough. I'm talking about the Brooklyn.
Brooklyn is this little naughty queen.
Are you talking about the one that posts your video everywhere?
Yes. That little queen. Honey. Whoa, back up! Honey. Okay, everybody wants to see. Don't come in my camera, honey. Everybody wants to know who's in my camera. You don't come in the camera. Mind your business, honey. She always in my camera, Miss Say. No, it's not. Back up. Move. Sit down. I'm a fucking seat. Honey, you can't do nothing around here, honey. Mind your business, TJ, if I block you. Honey, okay? And you too, Miss Bellroom Gossip. Mind your business too. Honey, everybody all up in the motherfucking E. But, let me say, oh my God, I forget where I was going to go. Hold on, I'm going to take a commercial break and I'm going to come back with after these words from our sponsors from Boardroom Throwback, and I have a caller too. Oh, she's here. Hold on, we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back with the legendary overall East Coast mother, Nicole Carr. Y'all been asking for her. She's here.
Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012.
the first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include 7 Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister vs. Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Witch Queens vs. Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwbacks presents Won It 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Yes, we are definitely back from our commercial break, and I'm going to go and bring my sister on.
Yeah, hello, hello, everybody.
So you hold on right there because I don't know, y'all both calling it at the same time. You hold on right there. Let's bring our other co-host on, your brother.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father, Rodney. Oh. Realness. Oh. Urban.
Right.
Let's go.
What's you, what's you?
Hey.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, Val. Yeah.
No.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, Val.
Hello, okay. Nicole and Rodney is live on the air.
Yes, all right. Wait, we got to say this. Hi, Rodney. Pause. Rodney's not going to do this. Everybody, all across America, all of you people in the chat room, today is the father of all fathers, the grandfather of all fathers. Today is the iconic pioneer, Tony Revlon's birthday. I want everybody to give Tony a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Grandpa. Can we
happy
have
birthday.
A lovely song for him playing in the background, Kelly. Let's pay homage.
Thank you.
birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So, Nicole, you didn't want me to speak, huh?
Because it was just for a point how we called it at the same exact time. I said, oh, no, it's right.
What's going on? What's going
on? We're doing wonderful. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I was calling in and wish my father happy birthday and everything, you know what I'm saying? And to see what was going on the show and stuff.
Well, we were sitting here and I was talking about last night's show, and then y'all called in about Tony's birthday, but then I was about to spill the names of the people that I felt that was reading me and all types of things last night.
Reading you?
The houses and everything?
Yes.
You mean all the people in the Ballroom Institute? Yes,
so all the girls in the Ballroom Institute and people in general that's in the Ballroom Institute. I was gagging.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I was gagging at the fact of I made my video, you know, that me and Khadija made, and like I told Nicole, and Nicole is here, and I mentioned earlier, like I told Nicole and Jasmine last night, I was just playing with Khadija when I chopped up for realness. But then Khadija grabbed the microphone and then started going off. And so that's why when I went off on her. But I was dead serious when I chopped up for sex, sorry. But I was just playing well when it came to realness. But then you have people like Charles Christian that wants to go in the chat room in the Ballroom Institute, as I took her out. And this is the type of person that they want to have make overall mothers and all types of things. Like, how fucking dare you sit there and talk about this the type of people that you want to make overall mothers? Motherfuckers shouldn't have a fucking opinion about shit when you have a fucking ball coming up. You shouldn't have a fucking opinion because I am an overall mother. Okay, regardless if my house is only 16 members strong, I still have a motherfucking opinion, and I am an overall mother. So my opinion, their opinion that they had of me, made me have my opinion that I had of them. And now I have my dress and everything made for the Christian ball. My house is coming in red, black, and gold. And now I'm not going to the Christian ball because I don't like bitches to have opinion about me, and neither is my house.
And I heard that the prodigy is in Rotney doing this show, but he got back on here. And I guess Nico, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we got some tea, Rotney. Yeah, the Prodigies is very upset that you're doing the show. They don't want you doing the show. Y'all supposed to be, they supposed to be having a house meeting to talk about you doing the radio show. They don't want you on the radio show anymore. And the girls is not really using your leadership skills. That's what the girls sent over to us.
Oh, wow. Well, guess what? They were dealing with it, and I'm not going anywhere. So
okay.
The Prodigies couldn't possibly have put that out there. But, you know, hey.
Yes, and then the girls also sent over a message, and they said, "Can please tell Nicole to let people get their sentences out, Miss Day. She always cuts them off. She jumps from topic to topic, Miss Day, and we would like her to stay on topic."
Where did that come from?
Somebody sent this message over to me in London about all of this different tea. They sent us over like 12 pieces of different motherfucking tea. They had that tea about Rodney and the Prodigies. They had that tea about you. Always is not on topic, Miss Day. You cut the girls off in the mid-area sentences. Can you please let the girls finish their sentences? Stop cutting them off. You and Kool-Aid sound like y'all related by blood because y'all do the same thing when y'all come on the show. Never let people finish their topics, and y'all always cutting them off.
Well, whoever sent you over that tea.
Is coming out as overall mother Christian.
Shannon X Khan is supposed to be coming out as overall mother Christian at the Christian ball. They said Mark Khan, East Coast father, is supposed to be leaving the house of Khan and becoming a Christian or overall father Christian or something like that. And what else they said? They said something about some child in Florida, Miss Thing, is supposed to be coming out as a Christian. A lot of other girls are supposed to be coming out as a Christian. I don't know, baby. And then I was just gagging. I was gagging how, I don't know what house he is, so I'm just going to say Steve. I don't know if he's a Khan or he's a Christian or coming out as a Christian. But I just want to say, Girl, if you're going to call in here and read me like you did last night, say your name. I have a Rolodex. I got a Rolodex, and every bitch number is on speed dial in my Rolodex, so I want to thank you for your opinion and how you read me last night, Steve. So maybe you could call back in. Go ahead. Maybe you could call back in here tonight and read me again, and this time you'll say your name. How you doing, honey? But hold on, we got a caller. 267-343. You're live on the air. 267-343. You're live on the air.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. So, and you know, and that's basically it. But I was just gagging how all the girls just attacked me, Miss Thing, and said I was talking about people's statuses and everything, and I never once mentioned anybody's status or anything. Everybody else called in here was talking about people's status, the people that was calling in here reading. I never mentioned anybody's status. I give two fucks about people's status. But all the bitches just taking it personal, my opinion on the situation, and I'm going to tell you this is my opinion on the situation. Everybody that's taking it personal about me reading about people's statuses are the people that have a status. And it's no shade.
Oh, shit.
So, that's all I have to say. But I never once mentioned anybody's status. I will never sit here. I want to let y'all girls know one thing. I will never sit here and read somebody on their status or anything or about them being HIV positive or them having AIDS or anything. Like I keep telling y'all girls, I've been dealing with this for the last 17 years with my gay mother. Oh, my God. With my real mother. I've been dealing with this for 18 years with my real mother. So I will never sit here and read anybody on their status or anything, baby, okay? So, girls, don't put words in my mouth. But if you're on the phone line and you want to come and wish the icon Tony Revlon a happy birthday, feel free to definitely press 1. The phone lines are definitely open. If you got a what the fuck, definitely come here and say your what the fuck, and you can definitely get your what the fuck out and get them on the motherfucking phone line. Girls, stay out my motherfucking background. Stop worrying about what's in my motherfucking background, okay? And TJ, you started a whole bunch of motherfucking shit. I'm going to smack you when I see you. 347-856, you're live on the air.
Kelly, what the fuck are you lying for? You said yesterday you read the shit out of people about their fucking status. When you thought somebody was talking about your grandmother or your mother or something like that, you went the fuck off and said all y'all faggots is dying, y'all will be dead, and y'all are going to die.
I never said anybody had HIV.
Hold on, listen.
Nobody's talking to you, boy.
Listen, you big fucking bird.
This is what the problem is. You boys need to
you
the fucking play. You fucking little ass fucking niggas. You can stay in your fucking place, okay?
You have the nerve to talk of Deidre. She's not fucking real, looking like Scarlet. Takes a fucking tumble, bitch. How fucking dare you?
What the fuck? You motherfucking look, bitch. You still look like you got silicone and you're on your fucking breast, bitch. And you want to have your own fucking breast done, bitch. Look, you got fucking nerve looking like a motherfucking baboon's motherfucking ass. You ugly black motherfucking child, bitch. You got fucking nerve.
Walk with me no fucking where in no street, nowhere. You talking about
no place with no motherfucking body looking. The way the fuck you look, your motherfucking ugly motherfucking black corroded motherfucking ass, bitch. Sit on that motherfucking stool and that motherfucking pizza at that motherfucking party like you did on motherfucking Sunday, bitch. And put a sniff in your motherfucking coat and pop in your motherfucking pill. You ugly black motherfucking bitch, you.
I look better than you, bitch. I know that. I look for a fact. I look better than your big monkey ass. You talking about you got some 44 double D, bitch? I'm 38. Where the fuck are you?
You look like a baboon's ass. You ugly black bitch. That's what you are. You're a baboon's ass, mister. You're going to suck out somebody's motherfucking ass, mister.
Bitch, you got no fucking shape and you fat as shit. What the fuck?
Stop voguing, bitch, and stop doing motherfucking Janet Jackson's motherfucking moves, mister. Those motherfuckers. motherfucking move, bitch. Motherfucker, let's be real, bitch. Man, niece, you say.
Can you name any five moments where you totally broke up a ball?
baby, I can definitely name five moments, but I don't need to give y'all my history on what I did in the ballroom scene. It speaks for itself.
I wasn't deemed
in anybody's bathroom. I wasn't deemed by a girlfriend. I was deemed by an icon pioneer. I don't need to tell you my history.
The only reason I was wondering, because most legendary people, like, you can remember certain balls, or even if you don't remember, there are people around you that can tell you, okay, well, we have this ball where this person broke it up, or this person broke it up. And I know that you always are talking about Johnny's, but she at least has, like, a jingle. Everybody knows her.
Everybody knows, and what are you trying to say? That everybody don't know me?
We know you, the younger generation, we know you more for a radio show or from different stuff you've done, like on the mic and stuff, but we don't know you from...
That's the younger generation.
The older people that I hang around, and I hang around like a lot of older people, they've never given me, like, oh, well, Kelly broke it up. You know, Kelly used to be the shit back in the day.
Let me tell you something, baby. I'm known by legends and pioneer icons like Junior LaBeija Couture, Paris Dupree, legends, pioneers that started this, David Extravaganza, Ultima, those girls. I'm known by those girls.
But I'm wondering what do they know you for?
I'm known by the girls. I'm from back in the days, from the better days of the Mark Ballroom, before it was sliced up into three different ballrooms.
Okay, what category? I'm just wondering what category, like what did
Butch
you
Queen
do
up
what
in drag motherfucking realness. Butch Queen up in drag face. Butch Queen up in drag runway. Butch Queen up in drag sex siren.
Oh, so you had a
if
range.
You don't know your history.
So you're saying
you
had a range in one of those categories.
I'm not from the DVD era. I'm from the VHS era.
But you have a reign that, like, probably Tony or somebody can cover for you and say they actually watched you have a reign in one of those categories.
The DVD era. The first time I ever walked the ball was the first state-to-state ball when I slayed the girl for Butch Queen up in drag's world. Then, and that was at a 007. I wasn't even in the house. The next time I walked and I slayed was at the YWCA as a Miss Y, where I came out and decreed all the girls for Butch Queen up in drag's motherfucking realness. We're not going to even talk about the clubhouse thing when I slayed, because this is before I even started wearing makeup, and all I did was spit a wig on my head and come out there and pull my boy jeans up and tie my shirt in the back. I don't need to tell the girl my history. My history speaks for itself.
Stephanie
Extravaganza, the big girl. I slayed the first time I ever walked. Big girl, Butch Queen up in drag's world, and she was a film queen. They deemed me legend.
Have you ever gotten the roses, the jazz?
And I walk and slay at Queen's Ball, the coldest ice ball. For $500, my mini grant. No, that was 500 girls, not to open up soul rooms. I slayed Miss Temperance. Your motherfucking face, girl. Learn your motherfucking history. I don't need to tell you my
temper?
History. You should already motherfucking know.
You got
it.
Temperance?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, I got to give you one. Like, big up. Like, I just was wondering because I don't know your history. It wasn't any type of
And before I became legend, I had a motherfucking name. Whether the girls took it after Kiki, I had a name, bitch. I was Mother Yuho. I was known from state to motherfucking state. Wherever I go, the girls know who the fuck I am. The girls stand to their feet. I don't have to tell you my history. I'm not these girls that every time I post something, when Walking Me Wednesday was up, or all of this stuff is up, and you see signatures, and the girls telling you what they won for of the year, and all that. I don't have to do that, mistake. I just lost my way. Let me give you another example. I just lost my way.
Last
year, for Big Girl's Face of the Year, when it matters in the Ballroom Awards Ball, 6 years in a row. This is the first year that I didn't win it.
Okay. I was just saying, though, because they do know Johnny's too. She has a chant. Like, everybody knows that. Everybody knows the Jota is Johnny.
Who are you? Are you a Kiki Ball Walker?
No. Actually, I'm not.
Okay. Baby, the girls know me. The girls that matter knows me. Okay, and that's all that matters.
I just noticed you have a very... You have a very strong opinion, so I was just wondering, you know, like, what you had to back it up.
I have a very strong opinion. I've been doing this since the early 90s, sitting back and watching, being around all the fat film queens, the iconic
I hang around a lot of, like, fat film queens or whatever, and I just never heard them really go up or be like, you know, Kelly turns it or whatever like that, so I was wondering.
Oh, baby, trust me, baby. I turned it. When I decide to come out and I play with the girls, I give the girls exactly what they need. So if the girls don't know my history, that's their problem. They need to do their motherfucking homework because I've been out from back in the day. A lot of these queens ain't never even been to the Mark Ballroom. A lot of these queens ain't never been to the YWCA on 3rd Avenue and motherfucking Brooklyn to a ball. Okay, a lot of these girls don't even know about VHS tapes. These girls are DVD and YouTube queens. I was out before DVDs and before YouTube came around.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to know your history, though. All right.
Yes, that's my history. That's my history. It's all summed up in one, honey, and it's here, baby. You know, and I don't have to tell you. You can ask the Fab Girls. Oh well,
yeah.
I'm
about to call Cassidy right now. I didn't even know she got that by you.
The pioneer icon. That was one of my best girlfriends. One of my best friends. If you watch her ball that she just had with Alvernian, when you see she came out for Grandma's, she stopped at the Miss Riley table and gave me a long hug and a motherfucking kiss. That was my girlfriend.
So honestly, like, do you think you sit over tempered?
Baby, that was the judge's opinion. We're not gonna open up sore wounds. That happened when it happened. You just wanted to know my history, so I gave you some history. That was the judge's opinion that night, baby.
All
you
right.
know, the girls told me
Kelly,
to take my
Kelly,
craft
you're
seriously.
Giving her too much life. She's really interviewing you.
Took my craft seriously that night, and I brung it like I should have brung it.
All right. Okay.
Thank you. London, and it's no shade towards Tempest. I love Tempest down. That's my girlfriend, but you want to know some of my moments, and I gave you my moment. Okay? Now, back to Rodney and Rodney in London. I be gagging at the way these girls, they be at me. These girls, they be at me, honey. I be gagging at y'all, honey. Hold on, we're gonna take a commercial break, and we're gonna come back. We're gonna take a commercial break from our sponsor, and we're gonna come back because I gotta go to the bathroom.
Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Seven Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot, Witch Queens versus Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophies. Ballroom Throwback presents Want It 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
We are definitely back. I forgot I was on camera, honey. The girl said, oh, she came back fast. I forgot y'all could see me on camera. We are definitely back from our commercial break. Yes, honey, I have to go to the bathroom real quick, honey. We got a caller, 716-381. You're live on the air.
My bad, that was a mistake, Kelly.
Thank you. I forgot the girls could see me on camera, y'all. Yes, I had to go to the bathroom real quick, honey, and come back before the commercial break was definitely over, honey. Baby, it's a lot, honey. So is there any other questions? No, I'm drinking some Pepsi and smoking on my motherfucking Newport Long, honey. Is there any other questions that any of the girls have that's out here that want any questions? Yes, I did wipe, honey. Girl. Oh, my God. Y'all asking a whole bunch of questions. I got the baby. I wish I could take my whole desktop. If I had a laptop, I could take y'all and give y'all a tour of the apartment and things. Honey, I'll show you my bathroom and everything. I got my baby wipe that sits right on the side of my on my tub that sits right there on my tub, my baby wipe. The girls want to know that I wipe or anything. Y'all want to get a tour? Y'all want to get a tour? Get a tour. The kids are sitting here. They're on the TV, and the girls are playing games. They're playing Mario Brothers on the TV. You know, I still girlfriends with the Miss Rahis, Mr. You see, I got a Miss Rahi sitting here on my couch. I got a Miss Rahi in my background. I got a Miss Rahi in the bathroom. I'm still girlfriends with the Mrs., honey. Yes, I had a Butch Queen dress, honey. Oh, somebody said they got that same TV stand. Yeah, I had my TV was up on the wall, honey. I got the TV stand up on the wall. I just bought the new TV. If y'all see up here on the wall, you see I had the TV stand. Oh, wait, hold on. I had the TV up on the wall over here, honey, but then it fell off the wall, so I had to buy a new TV because it fell off the wall. So I had to get a new TV and things. But y'all hearing y'all on the phone lines and y'all got a what the fuck? No, that's not a 42. That's a 60. If y'all out there on the phone line and y'all got any questions or any comments, feel free to definitely press 1 and we'll definitely come up on the line. But I'm not going to sit here, honey. Baby. Oh, I was gagging. Miss London, are you still there with us, Rodney?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Miss London, you ain't got no tea? I don't know what happened with Nicole. Her phone just dropped off, honey. I guess she must have just came to say happy birthday to Tony and then left. Let me see what this caller got to say. 267-343, you're live on the air.
I love you, Mother Kelly. Good tour.
I love you too, darling.
Oh.
Yes, honey. Shut up, George. Thank you, caller. George is so late. Honey, baby, well, we here and we're live on the air. I'm ready for Vogue Tuesdays, honey. Benji Khan, wash face fish, you know, girls. Get into it, honey. This is every day, you know, this is how I look when I don't be around the girls. Y'all girls can see me. That's online. Y'all can definitely see my camera, honey. I'm giving y'all wash face Khan. Oh, there's a lot of people viewing my camera. I'm gagging. Baby. Oh, my God, all of these girls are viewing my camera. Oh, who is this? Is this Maya Angelou, private caller?
Yes, hello.
Yes, you got that poem for me?
I am ready.
Okay, well, give me that poem for Manice.
To my dear Manice, built for a tough, you were always so rough. Armed like a giant, your vogue isn't enough. To see you dance like the man you are, Janet Jackson would gag, sent straight to the ER. If Michael was alive, he'd slap you silly. He'd make you beat it, set you free like Willie. Your feet must hurt every time you dip. Them feet must look like kettle-cooked chips. LaToya would read you, tell you you're a mess. Reba would feed you and say, God bless.
Yes! Work, work, Miss Maya Angelou.
And this is from a true poet, Maya Angelou.
What? Did you like that poem, Ms. London?
Nah.
London? London don't use you, Maya Angelou.
And I think her.
I don't know why she don't see you, honey. She does not see you, honey. She don't comment on nothing.
No,
she has no comment on anything. London, are you there with us?
She's actually talented.
Oh, work. She gave you a compliment, Miss Maya Angelou. She don't ever give you a compliment. She gave you a compliment today.
Oh, well, I thank you.
I respect my elders.
As
oh,
you
shit.
Respect
London,
your
you
elders.
Are so shady, honey. You
I
are
am a lady. You are a butch queen. I'll show you shady.
Y'all two are so shady.
No,
y'all love to both of y'all, honey. Y'all both are definitely a key, honey. Y'all both are key. Y'all give me exactly what I want, honey. What
no,
I need, it, honey. But these boys, honey, boys gonna leave me alone, honey.
Can I be put back on hold? I have another special poem I'd like to read to someone later on.
Okay, we're going to put you back on hold. Miss Maya Angelou is going to be put back on hold, honey. I just want to shout out the icon. I just want to shout out the icon, Tony Revlon. Well, let me get my phone out, honey. Let me call him so we can get him on the line and wish him a happy birthday, honey, on the line, honey. Hold on. Get the pink phone out, honey, and get Tony's number out here so we can call him and wish him a happy birthday. Hold on. Let me call him. Hold on, girls. I'm calling Tony so we can wish him a happy birthday on the air. Okay. We dialing Tony number.
Hello?
Hello, Tony.
Happy birthday.
This is Kelly Rodney in London and everybody in Ballroom Radio Land. We're calling to wish you a happy birthday and many more to come.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you, London and Rodney. Thank you, London, Rodney, Kelly, Jasmine, and also everybody that's listening. Thanks a lot.
Yes, we wish you a happy birthday and many more to come, honey. And we can't wait to see you on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, y'all, for real. Thanks a lot. Rodney.
Yes, sir.
I just spoke to Nicole, so I heard that you forgot my birthday.
No, oh, my God. Did y'all hear that?
No, he didn't forget your birthday. Him and Nicole called it at the same time, and both of their numbers popped up at 12 o'clock, and Nicole beat Rodney to the punch and wouldn't let Rodney talk.
Okay. Thanks a lot, yo. All right. Thanks a lot. Where is Jasmine at?
I don't know where Jasmine is. She's around someplace. But everybody in the chat room is wishing you a happy birthday. That's in the chat room too.
Thanks a lot, yo. I really, really, really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, though. All right.
Yes.
I see you on Saturday, though. Okay.
Yes, we'll definitely see you Saturday.
All right. Then thanks again, y'all.
Okay. Oh, hold on. I see. Somebody just sent me something. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lanta. What is this? Who is this? Somebody just sent me a video. And who is this in this video that y'all sent me? I'm gagging at this video. Oh, my God, this video is so... Oh, my God. Who is this person in this video?
What is it?
Oh, my God. It's somebody, and they're just jacking off and just coming all in their own mouth and everything. It's really nasty. It's really gross. Who is this person that y'all sent me this video of? I cannot put this video out. We cannot put any pornography videos in the chat room. But who is this person? I'm gagging at this. This is really disgusting. Oh, my God. This is so nasty and disgusting, London. This video that the girls want to send me. But y'all girls are sitting here and nobody is no out. Everyone go to, it's a cum shot. Oh, my God, it's nasty. Y'all girls are just sitting here. Y'all girls are just playing, honey. Baby, we have, oh, girl. I'm gagging at this, honey. Mm-mm. It is too much. Oh, shit, hold on. I'm going to send it, I can send it here, honey. Hold on, I'm going to send it to you right now, honey. I'm gagging. Oh, this is a mess. Honey, this is a mess, honey. It's nasty, honey. But, baby, you know, ain't nobody calling in. We're not going to sit here and we're not going to play these games all night long. Child, Nicole will definitely be back here tomorrow night with her interview. I don't know who she's interviewing, but I know she will be on the air tomorrow night with her exclusive interview on whoever she's going to be interviewing. I'm about to get up out of here and hit the motherfucking streets. and do the motherfucking damn thing. So, Rodney, can you tell the girls good night? Because we're about to get up out of here.
Yes, I'd like to tell everybody good night. And PRO, we run this shit.
Oh, that's right, honey. London, can you tell the girls good night?
Nighty-night,
everybody, honey. I'm going to, oh, wait, hold on. We have a couple of more callers. Hold on, wait. What do they want to say? Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. I guess not. 310-402, you're live on the air.
Hey, I have some tea. This is about Vicky Gotti. So recently I was at my friend Janice's house, and Vicky was supposed to be coming over. So Vicky comes over, whatever. She comes over high as shit. So I'm hiding, like, in the corner or whatever, so she doesn't even know I was there. So she literally gets naked, gets on the bed, doggy style, and starts begging for Janice to fuck her. Like, please fuck me. Like, I really need you inside of me, all of that. So I'm just watching as this whole shit goes down. So Johnny's couldn't even get hard for the guy or whatever, but he begs and begs and begs, so I guess she forces herself to do it. So she fucks, like, literally the shit out of him, and he's saying, fuck me, Jiggy, fuck me, I need it inside of me, da 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 da. So then the worst part is, like, after she finishes or whatever, she pulls it out straight up, nuts all over this dude's face, and then sticks the dick back in his mouth or whatever, and then has to tell him to let go of her dick. So I'm just wondering, like, because he'd be on the show, like, talking mad shit about different people or whatever, and I'm just trying to figure out, like, if you this nasty behind closed doors, how many other people don't have Vicky after the show? So if anybody could call in and let us know that.
Oh, really? And so was this, did they use protected or unprotected?
No, they use protection. I would hope nobody wouldn't really fuck Vicky without protection. I mean, come on.
Oh, no.
But I'm just wondering, like, she was literally begging for it, like, please fuck me. Like, I ain't seen nothing like that in a while.
Oh, my God, honey. Hold, I'm trying to get my Facebook open, honey, so we can get Vicky on the phone while you on the phone. So we get an exclusive interview. Hold on. Do I have Vicky number? Oh, yeah, I have it right here, honey. Hold on, let's try. We're going to try to get Vicky on the phone, honey. You got to move away from your computer, though, baby, because you got a bad echo.
All right.
Oh, hold on. We're going to try to get Vicky on the phone. Hold on. We're dialing Vicky up.
Hello.
Hello, is this Victoria Gotti?
Yeah.
Hi, Victoria Gotti. This is the legendary Mother Kelly Couture.
Hi, Kelly.
What's going on, my dear?
Nothing. Laying in my bed at home in Virginia.
Oh, well, I have a caller. You're live on the radio station. And I have a caller that says, that has a whole statement that she said about you. So I said, well, let's just get Vicky on the phone and get to the bottom of the situation.
Hey, what was that?
310-402, you're live over there. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, can you tell Vicky what you just told everybody in Radio Land?
Okay, basically, first of all, this is being told because Vicky basically said that Janice paid her or whatever. So now it's coming out.
I said, wait, you said that I said that Janice what? Paid me.
Yes, so now this is coming out because you didn't take care
paid
of
me for what?
Okay. You know that you was over there getting fucked or whatever. I was in the closet and seen the whole thing.
Excuse me, first of all, first of all, don't call me lying and saying
nobody,
things like that.
Okay, we can get Johnny
on the line. I did a show with Johnny. Me and Johnny is cool. I did a show with Johnny. That was it. Quest, my friend Quest was there. And
no,
who was hot? Why would I
this
beg Johnny?
Quest left. This was after
what are you
Quest
talking
left.
About?
Okay, can we get Johnny's back on the line? Because she can give you more.
Kelly, I spoke too late. I'm not going to go back and forth. I know what's the truth. Johnny's know what's the truth. Everybody know what's the truth. Kelly, I spoke too late. Kelly. Have a good night, y'all.
Oh. Can we get Johnny's back on the line? Because she can give you more detail than I can.
I don't have Johnny's number, and Johnny's has hung up the phone, honey. Wait, hold on. Let me call my sister, Nicole, and maybe she can get Johnny's back on the phone. Hold on. Let me get my sister, Nicole, up on this line, and maybe Nicole can get Johnny's up on the phone. Hold on. Oh, damn. You know, I'm all fucked up right now, honey. Hold on. Because, you know, I don't even know my sister number by heart, honey. It's getting me all fucked up. Y'all got me gagging over here tonight. Honey, hold on.
I guess
on.
People giving out pussy for YouTube awards.
Shit, bitch. Hold on. We're going to get Nicole up on. I'm calling Nicole right now. Maybe Nicole can get y'all niece up on the line, honey. I don't know why Nicole ain't answering her phone. I don't have Johnny's number. Maybe somebody can call Johnny's and get Johnny's to call back in, and let's get to the bottom of the situation. So you saying Miss Vicky gave up her ass to get votes for YouTube awards?
Johnny's plus one.
I'ma fuck you up, London. London said Johnny's plus one. Johnny's, if you out there listening, press one. Oh, so she? Oh no, honey, this is a mess. This is too much, honey. Where is Nicole at? Hold on, we have a caller. 347-56, you're live on the air.
This is Johnny's.
310-402, this is Johnny's.
Yes, this is Johnny's. What's up?
What's up, Johnny's? Now, we're not going to let him sit up there and lie. Okay, tell the truth about what happened or whatever.
What are y'all talking about? This girl just called me and I'm calling the show. What are y'all talking about?
With Vicky Gotti. Tell her what happened, detail for detail, what happened. Because she's saying this never happened or whatever. But she out there telling people that basically like, you paid to fuck her when that's not true. So I need you to tell the truth.
Oh, my God.
Happened.
I'm not doing this on the radio.
No, you need to tell them the details. Because now it's seeming like I'm lying. So you need to tell them what happened, like dead ass.
All I'm going to say is this. I did not pay anyone for anything. That's what I will say. But you, that, no, this is, no, not on this show like this, no.
So you fucked him doggy style while your friend was in the closet? Did he beg for it?
Was he or was he not sitting there saying, Jiggy, please give it to me? Did you not bust all over his face?
Oh, my.
Did you have to tell him to get off your dick?
You know, it's not true that he damn near chafed your shit trying to fuck it.
Oh, my God. This is so much. Oh, my God. Vicky, the girls want you to call back in, girl. It is too much. Hold on, we got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Yes.
What's up?
What's going on? Who's this?
What's the tea with you? And like, what, like, why are you going off like that, girl?
Who's this?
My need is not necessary. I just need to know, like, what is the deal?
Hold on. 267-343, you're live on the air.
I just want to say Janice is a nasty motherfucker, nasty ass bitch. She's supposed to be a lady, and she's fucking people in the ass and busting on people and stuff like that with implants. She's disgusting.
Bitch, first of all, how
fucking dare you, bitch. You don't fucking know me. Number one, let me tell all your
I don't have to know you,
something.
Bitch. I've seen
you
plenty of times as a child. That's all I see. As a child. All I see. Okay?
No.
I don't gotta fucking know you, you nasty, ugly bitch. You're disgusting, you're nasty, and you're embarrassing to femme queens. You're no fucking lady. You're still a butch queen with implants.
First of all, every one of y'all
that's
nasty,
all you are
is
a bitch queen with LK is supposed to be private. Not for you to get on the line
bitch.
And sit there and say something like that like it's cute.
Let me
ask
some motherfuckers know something, all right? Bitch,
hold on, let her speak, and then I'm going to let you.
All right, if you ask one of y'all monkey-ass bitches, y'all use y'all fucking dick. If you ask not, you ain't getting no motherfucking money. So shut the fuck up. Every last one of y'all fucking femme queens will use y'all monkey-ass dick before. Bitch, I'm not ashamed of shit, bitch. Yes, I will use my motherfucking dick any way I fucking please, bitch. And like I said, darling, my paper is always stacked, bitch, so you can suck it too, bitch. You want some? How fucking dare you? Bitch, I ain't no nastier than any rest of y'all nasty-ass fucking dying bitches. How fucking dare you? Just because I'm not sitting here motherfucking being nasty and not washing my motherfucking dick like y'all nasty bitches got y'all shit tucked between y'all motherfucking legs all fucking day, stinking up the motherfucking place. Don't even wash y'all motherfucking balls, bitch. How fucking dare you? How fucking dare you, bitch? Like I fucking said, every last one of y'all monkey-ass femme queens that use y'all fucking dick at some time in your fucking life because you a fucking man. A fucking man, bitch. It don't matter about no fucking implants, no surgery, no nothing. Y'all fucking men, bitch. Period.
Like I said, you're disgusting. And like I said, bitch, if you want to see me, I already told you my motherfucking name because I'm not hiding behind the motherfucking show, Gianna, and last name, Mizrahi. You're nasty, bitch, like I said. You're nasty. You're dirty ass bitch. You're disgusting. And you're over top of that. Now, that's it.
Kiana, who, bitch? Which Kiana? Because I'll tell you the same shit in your face, bitch. You're a fucking man, bitch. Like every
you
don't say,
bitch,
man,
you never seen me, but I've been
you
for a
mug. Do you really think that you can make me feel any kind of motherfucking way?
I'm not making you feel no type of way. It's just my opinion, bitch.
Me,
I don't want to make
you
feel
really
no type
think,
of way. Like I said,
really
I don't give
think,
a fuck about who
you
is
really
and what's making you feel no type of way. You're a nasty, ugly bitch. That's what I said.
What,
baby, I don't want you to feel no type of way, because bitch, I'm not going to feel no type of way after this.
You can say nasty all you want, bitch, but I'm definitely not ugly. And I probably had your man bouncing on my dick, bitch. What?
Bitch, you was ugly.
Right?
You was a beast.
You
ain't had nobody
want,
beat. Miss Jay Nigga. Jesus,
so
John.
I can't believe
it. John, stop,
please. Everything. I did everything, bitch.
Stop.
Bitch.
Stop.
Ugly, bitch.
That's all. Thank you, Mother Superior, for letting me say what I had to say to that nigga.
Yes, you have. And you sound stupid. You sound stupid.
Yeah, so see me. You know,
Kiana. How the fuck
see
you
me, bitch.
I'll
be out.
How the fuck you get
see
your
me.
Money, uncle? How you get your
see
money?
Bitch. See me. You want to see me, bitch. See me.
I can see you, bitch, and I can tear your motherfucking ass up, too, bitch. I could do
bitch,
it.
You can't. You can be shit. Now you can
be
see me, bitch. I'll be out. See me. Get a good look at my motherfucking Facebook so you can remember my face. See me, bitch. Girl, fuck you. Die slow, mamas. Good day.
Go wash your motherfucking nuts, bitch. Or don't worry about what the fuck is
going
on with mine, bitch.
Fucking no ugly, horrible butch queen.
They're lying,
but they're not fucking no horrible butch queen.
You're fucking horrible butch queen, bitch.
Because you can't get no good one.
I'm doing it fantastic, darling. Okay? So don't worry about what the fuck I'm doing with my dick, bitch. Worry about my dick beaters, bitch. How about that? Worry about that.
Girl,
like I said, and any of y'all motherfucking bitches on this motherfucking phone, bitch, I have not. If I'm not the one that started this shit, bitch, y'all bitches are making money.
Bitch, your name was in it. The nasty, the garbage.
You using your fucking dick. So shut the fuck up with that nastiness, bitch.
Bye, Janice. Good day. God bless you.
It's not a fucking shame to say it, bitch, because Jiggy don't give a fuck about y'all monkey asses. Y'all always worried about who the fuck I'm fucking. I'm too busy fucking to worry about y'all nasty bitches. That's the problem.
I'm not worried about who you fucking. It's just my team, dog. Why are you going off, man? I don't think you're like that. I'm just saying, you an ass motherfucker.
Why do you give a fuck? Why do you care?
I don't care what you're saying. My input. This is saying what the fuck is on your mind Tuesdays, and that's what the fuck I'm saying was on my mind. Now, good day.
And it shows that you're concerned about the next generation.
Who's calling up? Who's calling up? Who's talking to? Because we didn't catch your name.
Gianna.
Gianna who?
Gianna, nobody fucking knows you. You're not a motherfucking pastor.
That's right. And you're
the
nasty motherfucking pastor. You dusty bitch. You're dusty bitch, like I told you, bitch. Fuck you.
Bitch, you wish. You want to, bitch. You will never.
I wouldn't fuck you, bitch, with a fire hose, you dirty, dusty faggot.
Right.
I wouldn't fuck you. How dare you?
You will never have the opportunity, bitch. My dick is
fuck yourself,
you,
bitch.
My
fuck yourself,
you,
okay?
You
fuck
never.
Yourself, you beast.
You could never, bitch.
Could never what?
Okay, back to my 310-402 caller.
Yeah.
I want to get back to this story. I want to get back to the Vicky Gotti story.
I know I was waiting for all that to end.
Yes, well, that's all we want. Let's get back to the Vicky Gotti exclusive.
On everything, I'm not going to sit up here and disrespect Vicky like that or whatever case may be. She and I both know what went down, okay, maybe. I think the caller, you know who you are, you was wrong for doing that. But at the same time, bitch, I'm not denying nothing. But all I'm going to say is, bitch, I ain't never paid for motherfucking ass in my monkey ass life. So that was fucked up that was given. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the rest of these bitches do, but I ain't paying for shit. And whatever the case may be, whatever happened, it was actually very nice. And that's it. I don't have shit to say about it. I'm not going to disrespect the lady and nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? What? Nice.
Okay.
And that's all about
well,
that.
You
disrespect
all
of
my face, so. Call her back in here now. Vicky got smutted out. How you doing? Oh, word, Cuddy. Thank you, Cuddy, for calling in. Thank you, 310-402 caller, for definitely calling in and breaking the story live here on Tibbs and Chow, the number one station in Ballroom, where you can definitely get all Ballroom information.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, y'all, well, y'all heard it here live, honey. We was about to hang up the phone, Miss Thang. Miss Vicky Gotti got smutted out, Miss Thang. Hold on, we have two more callers. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, can you hear me, Kevin?
Yes, what's going on, Maya?
I need another hour. I want to know who fucks who and why she got slayed. And she did say, who, honey?
Baby, I don't know, honey, baby. Miss Vicky Gotti got smutted out.
My blood pressure is higher than a giraffe's ass.
Well, Miss Vicky Gotti did not want to. She did not want to talk about it, Miss Day. But we had an exclusive breaking story here on Vicky Gotti.
Could we please get an extra hour?
Anyway, we still have time, honey. Well, we still have time to sit here. I was hanging up the phone because nobody was calling in and nobody was saying anything. So I was going to hang up the phone and put my boots on and just sit here and wait for my ride to come pick me up to take me out, honey. But you know, we definitely still have 53 minutes left to the show. But if nobody's going to press one or say anything, I'm not going to sit here and just hold on to the phone and talk, you know, with Rodney in London. We can, I can talk with Rodney on my pink phone by myself.
But could you call the child of Vicky Gotti and tell her
what's
going on?
Vicky Gotti, she does not want to, she doesn't want to talk, honey.
Call her.
Baby, hold on.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if I can definitely. Let me see. Let me see if I can take it. Get Vicky Gotti on my cell phone, honey, because a mistake. Girl. Oh, wait. Wait, hold on, girl. I got so many fucking IMs, mistake. My motherfucking computer is going slow right now, so please hold on, because I have so many Facebook IMs that have popped up on my thing. I have the little, you know, the little timer thing going on my Facebook. But, baby, hold on. Oh, okay, hold on, okay. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me see. Hold on. I don't know how to do this, babe. I got a bad echo on my computer. Hold on. Let me fix this together. Let me get this together. Because I got so many people hitting me up, and people want to talk and everything, and I don't know. Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to take a commercial break. I'm about to go private. I'm about to go private because I need to ask a question. I'm going to take a commercial break from North Carolina, and I'm going to come back. So y'all stay right there.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon J. Manolo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Oh, my God. It's so much that has just went on, honey. Oh, my God. Hold on. London, are you there with us?
Yeah, Kelly, now I know why you and Janice don't get along. You two have
why is that?
You have something in common.
Ciao, please.
Hey, what's
up? Baby, we need to get to the bottom of this situation. I mean, you put everything on the Vicky Gotti show. We got this exclusive interview. And Janice confirmed.
Hello?
Well, baby, I can only go by what. Well, baby, well, I'm trying to call you so you can explain this to the girls on the radio station, because that's not what Janice just said on the phone. We're gonna call you back right now, honey. We're gonna call you back and get you back up on the line, because that's not what Janice just said on the phone. Hold on, let me type your number into my switchboard, honey, so we can get you on the line, honey. Because it was a whole different story. Hold on, we're calling you right now, honey. We're calling your phone right now, so click over to y'all the line.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Vicky, are you there? Well, Janice did not just say that when she just called in here.
Well, like I said, Kelly, and I'm going to just keep it real personal. Kelly, you know me. Kelly, you know me for so many years. We dated. You wanted to fuck me for so long. You never, I don't let, when I date some queens, they don't fuck me, number one. Number two, Johnny's chill. Johnny's was cool. Johnny's never paid me. Quest was there. Nobody was hiding no closet. This is somebody who want to tarnish my name. It's fine. You know, I get life up for all of this. So, I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, I know what happened. She know what happened, and that was that.
Well, Well, but then you had this caller that called in and said that she was in the closet when all of this was going down, and Johnny smutted you out, and you was begging for the dick and calling her Johnny.
I don't even, Kelly, I don't want to ask you, Kelly, do that sound right to you?
I don't know, but Johnny said what she said when she came on, and
I heard what Johnny said. I'm listening on my I'm listening on my laptop. I heard what she said.
Okay, so well, why would Johnny say that if it's not true?
Because the girls was running around saying that I said that Johnny's paid for me or something like that. And Johnny was mad saying that you was telling people I paid you or something. I don't know. I don't even know where this woman came from. And at the time, I was dealing with Paris Ebony. I don't go with Paris Ebony no more, but at the time, I was going out with Paris. And me and Johnny's show, we did a show.
That
you know,
was
we chill.
A week ago.
Huh?
That was like a week ago.
Yeah, me and Paris just broke up.
Baby, well, this is a mess, honey.
This is just somebody who wanted, I mean, it's fine. You know, it's fine. The girls want to tarnish my name. It's so fine. It's fine. But at the end of the day, my brother Quest, if Quest can call in to confirm, he was there.
Well, I need that 302 caller to call back in and press 1. And
but like
I said,
But like I said before, when I date them queens, that don't never go down like that. Janice is, you know, cool. I don't know why this story is. I don't know why, you know, girls is running around saying it's about me. I don't understand. Everybody wants to fuck me, yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
But like I said,
310-402. You're live back on the air.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Now, how did all of this, I don't know, how did all of this, because, you know, I don't know nothing. All the girls just call me and give me tea. How did all of this come about?
All right, this is what happened. Like, don't interrupt or nothing, Vicky. I'm gonna say it all the way out. This is what happened. They filmed the show or whatever. Okay, show's filmed, show's put up or whatever. The next day, that's when Vicky decided that she wanted to come over or whatever. She said she was stoned or whatever. She came over. Quest came over with her. Quest was ready to go. She wasn't ready to go. Therefore, she stayed and Quest left. So Quest can't confirm anything that happened after he left. Quest never went inside of Johnny's house. Quest can't tell you what the inside of Johnny's house looks like. So he wasn't even in there. So you can't even use that as a confirmation, homie. And then as far as you saying that she did not, you don't fuck, people don't fuck you or whatever, she fucked the living shit out of you and let it in your face. And if it comes down to it, Johnny's is going to have to get on the phone and confirm it.
Vicky?
Nobody's trying to tarnish nobody's name or whatever. We told you that the matter needed to be handled or whatever, and you didn't handle it. Now all the details is coming out about.
I'm just
what
curious.
She did.
I'm just curious. Who
did you,
is this?
Did you,
I'm
not, did, you not nut on, did you not nut on her titties?
Excuse me. First of all, I want to know who I'm speaking to.
Did you not nut on her titties?
I just want to know who I'm speaking to.
Oh, okay. So you did not nut on her titties.
I just want to know who I'm speaking to.
All of that isn't irrelevant. What's relevant?
No, I want to know who was hiding in the closet. Like, I want to know.
This is Johnny Chanel and Victoria Gotti.
This is who?
I said what's relevant is Johnny Chanel fucking Victoria Gotti. Everything else outside of that is irrelevant.
You know what, Kelly, like I said before, you know me, and y'all have a good night.
And then, Kelly, like you said, you know him, but you don't know him well enough to say he didn't do the shit.
Well, I don't know.
I saw it with my own eyes. If I had a webcam, I could show you the position the nigga was in.
I wish somebody did have a camera mistake and had recorded it. Honey, that would have been exclusive.
I was just wondering, do he do that with everybody he have a show with? I was just wondering that. You know, is that the perk? Is that how you do the show or whatever?
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, bloody.
Oh, baby.
And the only reason I'm calling in is because he said that she paid him or whatever. That's the only reason why I'm calling in and even giving all these details or whatever, because he tried to say she paid him when you the one that sat there and begged for dick. You asked her, you don't call it getting fucked. You asked her, could she bang you? And I'm pretty sure anybody close to you know that that's what you say.
Oh, baby. Hold on, somebody just sent me something. What is it somebody just sent me? Oh, my God. Oh, girl, I'm gagging at this picture that somebody just sent me. I don't know. Baby, I got all types of questions that people are sending over. They said, Kelly, can you ask them how big was it and everything? I don't need to know all of that. But these are questions that people are sending over from the chat, honey. And I'm just gagging at all of this, honey. We have another caller. Hold on, 908-374. You're live on the air.
Hello, is the 310, is the other caller, is he still on the line?
Yes, he's there.
I just want to thank you for dropping that hot shit, because Kelly and everybody was going to go good night, and it was going to be boring. It was going to be a short little show, but you called in and made it motherfucking hot.
No problem. Maybe, because I was about to go sit on the couch and play some more Mario Brothers and wait for my ride to come get me, honey, to go to the club, honey.
Yes.
I was about to go jiggle some bells.
What did you say, London?
I was about to go jingle some bells.
Well, baby, I don't know who this caller is, but this caller came and set this motherfucking show on motherfucking fire, Miss Day.
That's motherfucking spot up.
Miss Vicky, I love Miss Vicky down, Miss Day. She's my cool people's Miss Day. But, girl, the girls, you said you like to do exclusive interviews, and the girls gave you exclusive
interviews. Yes, because that makes me think, does Vicky fuck all of his interviews? Like, all the people who get an interview, like, are they all people that Vicky have fucked? Like, is that, like, one of the perks of the show? Like,
No. My husband and my daughter was here. My husband and my daughter was here for both of my interviews. I didn't get no perks.
You don't get down like that. I know not all of them. Like, you, Leonie, and, I know, but I'm saying, like, is that one of the perks of the interview? You get to smash Vicky, like, you get free cakes, and you get to put your name out there on YouTube? Shit.
Well, what you trying to say? You want to do an interview?
Oh, hell no. I don't do Vicky cakes. Sorry. I do the man, I do the trade. I do the straight boys. I don't do the little butch queens like Vicky. We don't do those over here.
Hold on. You stay right there with us, honey. We got more callers. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly.
Yes.
What's the deal? Like, what's up with this show? I think it's really ratty. If you need to know my name, I have no problem telling
bye.
You. I'm from
bye.
What?
Bye.
What did you say? Why do you want to buy me?
That's not
bye.
Me. That's one of the other callers that's buying you.
You reading the show?
That's faggot. That's faggot. Well, you didn't even say my name is Nikki, sweetie, from South Philly. Nicole DiBella Uno on Facebook. Okay, and I'm one of the older girls. And I have a problem with you because if you're going to get on here talking about Vicky, which I don't really know personally, but if you're going to get on here and talk about him, then, baby, you should have no problem saying who the fuck you are.
No, that's not the 310 caller. The 310 caller has dropped. This is another caller that called in.
Okay, well, Kelly, I have a question with you. Like, why do you have this ratty shit going on your show? This doesn't make, like, a show interesting.
The girls love the rowdiness. I tried to be positive. Let me tell you something right now, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I have over 150 callers on the phone line. I have 58 people in the chat room. The numbers have dropped down from 80 to 58 in the chat room. When I sit here and I try to give the girls something positive and something educational, you know how many callers I have on the phone line? I can't get the numbers past 30. I can't get the numbers past 15 in the chat room. When I'm nasty, when I'm dirty, and I give the girls the ballroom dirt, the numbers are sky high. When it's a fight in the ballroom or it's a fight the weekend before, bitch, the numbers are jam-packed. The girls can't wait to hear everything. When you try to give these girls educational and positive, the numbers is down. So I give the girls exactly what they want.
The drama
is horrible. But, okay, so is that why you're so hateful? Like, every time
first of all, let me tell you one thing about me. And if you don't know me outside the ballroom scene, baby, you don't actually
baby,
know me.
Baby, I remember
me,
you
okay?
from the night
Rodney
when
can
you were part of U-Haul.
Rodney can, yes, I can be that. Rodney can contest to that, and anybody that has dealt with me outside of the ballroom know that I'm not loud.
Sweetie,
I'm not rowdy. I'm not a bitch. I don't have a motherfucking attitude, and I'm a nice and I'm a sweet person. Me and Rodney plays cards. We have dinners together. We travel together and everything. Everybody knows this person that y'all see on the radio show and the person that y'all see at the ballroom is not Kelly Unique Knight. It's a totally different person.
Okay, so why can't you just keep it real all the time? That's what I'm so confused.
I am keeping it real. And you know why?
No,
I act the way I act when I come out in the ball. I act the way I act, and I keep the walls up that I keep up, because when you let people in, bitches try to stab you in your motherfucking back with a motherfucking screwdriver and twist it up to your motherfucking lungs, bitch, and kill you. So I keep the girls away from me, and I'm going to continue to do that and continue to keep the girls away from me. I only let certain people into my circle.
Okay, so when you're finished talking, give me a chance to speak from one lady to another, because I know what I am.
Okay, all right.
However, that's not ladylike, sweetheart. I'm 39 years old. I don't know how old you are.
I'm close to your age.
Okay, and I've been out since the early 90s. And as far as Rodney, you can't. Okay, and as far as Rodney, you can't tell me anything about that man, because he has chopped me at a ball. And he has given you your life, baby, and you're not realer than me. But that's his opinion. That's a ballroom status thing. You know what I'm saying? Ballroom realness, ballroom face, ballroom body is for the ballroom. Outside the ballroom, it's totally different. And it's no shade to you. You're a big girl, and so am I. But, Kelly, you know what you look like, and so does everybody else. Now, you need to stop
your foolishness.
Okay, and
that's your opinion.
Right, and you need to stop your foolishness, because it's not ladylike, it's not cute. You know, as far as my opinion, you don't have face. You're not real. I mean, you know, and I don't know who built you up to this, you know, level of you thinking that you could just start reading anybody, baby. It's not.
Hold on, London. That's your opinion. And everybody that's in the chat room, and if you are live and you want to go in the chat room, everybody can see me in the chat room. I'm sitting here, and the way I'm sitting here right now in the chat room, I want you girls, and it's 57 people in the chat room, I want y'all to tell me exactly what I look like. I'm sitting here in my living room, washed, no makeup on, no nothing, and
Kelly,
I think I look like the
kind of
everybody in the chat room thing. You should get in the chat room and see Kelly without makeup and how Kelly looks without the pain.
Kelly, they don't need to tell you. You know what you look like, baby. Come on.
I know exactly what I look like.
What
magic mirror have you been looking in lately?
And I'm not on here to put you down or read you. I'm just
you,
here
nobody
to
can, let me tell you one thing about me. Nobody can never put me down.
Nobody can ever put me down. Because I'm going to tell you one thing.
He's
going to
say anything.
You don't bully me.
Wait, Kelly. Kelly, don't go on.
Sweetie, that voice is horrible, and I'm not going to even go over that. This is between Kelly and Nicole. Sweetie, you need to get your voice and go kill yourself with that bullshit.
I hope that you're not using somebody else's name and gonna have me read this lady and that's on this picture. I hope this is really you.
Baby, that is me, honey. What do you
mean? You're saying, girl, you look like somebody's fucking grandfather with this blonde hair, those fine lines in your face.
I am 100% Italiano, baby. You look like a fucking planet of the apes. You're a bald-headed
Your name
Kelly,
do you see her wrinkled chest?
That's what your name.
You are crazy.
You are I could probably go out to a CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or any CVS pharmacy or any pharmacy in your area and get our money back. We're definitely going to come back here next week and we're going to all hit this lady up on Facebook and we're going to send her these money pack numbers and we're going to save this lady, honey. You want a positive show? Let's be positive. Honey, I want to save you. I don't want you walking the streets, Miss Thing. I don't want you motherfucking out there, Miss Thing, putting up their ads on Backpage and on Craigslist and on Airbnb and all those things. I want to save you, darling. I'm going to help you. You want me to help you? Are you ready?
Are you ready? Behind bars. You belong behind
Are you ready?
Bars.
You Are you ready? I don't want the cops coming knocking on your door, Miss Thing. I don't want to see you in the Philadelphia Daily Times, Miss Thing, because somebody done slit your throat, Miss Thing, because you went to a trick, Miss Thing,
no,
and he didn't know you was a man and he got you. I want to save
you
here tonight. Are you ready to be saved, my sister?
You have me fucked up.
You ready to be saved, my sister? That's all I ask
you.
Are you ready to be saved? Are you ready for Kelly Couture to put the anointed hands upon you and save you, my sister?
Kelly Couture.
Are you ready for me to put
these
anointing hands on you and save you, my child? That's all I need to know, my child. Do you want me to save you, my child?
Calm down, Carvel. Why can't you speak like a lady? Do you know how?
I need to save you, my child. That's all I'm asking you, my child. Do you want me to save you?
You always have to be so overbearing and so
I'm asking you, do you want me to save you, my child? That's all I'm asking, my child. Do you want me
to
save you?
You need to say you can't take it because you know I'm reading you for facts, baby. All that shit you're talking doesn't mean nothing.
You can't read me. You can't
right
read
now,
me because you don't
anybody
know
that's
me,
listening
Ms.
right
Thang.
Now that knows me knows, baby, that I don't talk bullshit. I talk the truth. I talk the truth.
I'm trying to save you, baby. I'm trying to save you. Hold on. I got
you
calling. Maybe my call out of
saving too. He's been to my apartment.
313-585, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. This is Rico from Detroit. I feel like the reason why Vicky was steady trying to get off the phone because he bothered.
Am I still here?
You know what I'm saying? Anybody.
Yes, you're still there, baby.
Okay,
anybody,
baby, let me hear what he has to say. But I'm not finished with you, Cal.
Anybody.
I'm not finished with you. I'm going to teach you how to become a lady and speak like one and act like one.
Anybody.
I'm
going to
teach you, my brother. Because you don't know how to act like a lady. Excuse me, Rico. I'm sorry for interrupting you, sweetheart.
Well, let Rico speak, baby, because we got some more callers. Maybe the other callers want to save you. But right now, Rico's trying to save Vicky. Go ahead, Rico.
Well,
anybody
who's going to save you?
That would date, anybody that would date a femme queen or a butch queen, they're dating them because they have a penis and testicles. So that is the reason why they're dating. So he, I don't know why he's on here denying the fact that he played with this lady.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? That was the whole reason of him being with her. I'm not knocking the film queens or nothing. That's how y'all make y'all money, and that's how y'all get y'all man. Because
I
at the end
know,
of the day,
I don't
crazy.
Make my money.
That's
I've never sold my dick or sold my ass or my mouth.
Does.
I have done other things, but my body is a gift. I have never.
I'm not saying everybody because I know some girls. That
Kelly, who would really buy it,
business,
though? No shade. Who would really buy it? I mean, look at you. Honestly, look at you. Who would really buy it? I mean,
that,
you're not cute. Like, let's keep it real
I feel
here.
Like he was bothered,
you're not cute. You're not
Johnny
pretty. You're not sexy. You say you're sexy like you're not. Like, where are you sexy at?
Thank you, Rico, because we're dealing with this polar bear right now, Rico. But I thank you for your words of encouragement, you Rico, okay?
With that big pie face, that ugly, wide-ass fucking nose. Like, are you serious?
Okay.
You look like you escaped out of a zoo.
773-495 on the air.
Seriously.
773-495, you're live on the air with Kelly and the polar bear.
Kelly, stop the madness. Now, you had a better chance of becoming a linebacker for the fucking New York Giants than getting on this show and acting like a fool.
773-9.
Your back is a blackboard.
Okay. Seven.
Come on now.
Okay, they're not on the clock. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yes, Kelly, I would like to tell the young man, Nicole, who just got online, that just because you have rheumatoid arthritis doesn't mean your life is over. I mean, they do have thousands of commercials on the TV that will help you out, young man. You're just out here sounding like a grumpy old man. I mean, ain't our fault that your titties hang down to your ankles and your chin is sitting on your motherfucking chest. Girl, calm down.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, can we have somebody on here that knows me?
We have another caller.
Get somebody on here that can confirm something about me.
Keisha, you're live on the air.
Please.
Beamers, Benzes.
Hi, Kelly.
You know, get somebody on here that knows me, baby. Get somebody
Hi,
on here that knows me.
Yes, Kelly. Yes, Kelly.
You're sitting here and you see me out at Vogue Tuesday, Keisha, when I wash face and I have no makeup. You see me walk around the street and no makeup and wash face and everything. What's going on with this polar bear?
Kelly,
Kelly,
the girls can't take you.
Face?
They need to do their, like I told you before, they need
where
to do their research.
Where do they you
reach. Have
face?
Why are
you
wasting your
face?
Time with
where?
That? And I have a question for Rodney.
Yes.
Rodney, hi, boo-boo. Rodney knows me.
How you doing, Keisha?
Rodney, who's the child that you chopped? Because she must be bitter that Kelly got her tins and she got chopped.
Baby, I would
she
never
feel,
be
I'm talking.
I would never
shut the
be
fuck
bitter.
Up.
I mean,
who's the girl you chopped?
I don't know.
Oh, my God, Kelly. You, everything that you're lacking that you talk about is everything that you need.
She didn't lie down
no
and
ass, you
running.
Have no hips. You have no ass. You have no hips. The only thing you have is a little bit of tit. But you're square on the bottom. You look like a black
I can be square bottom. On the bottom, mistake. I don't want all of that. I don't want all of that silicone and everything. Let me tell you something.
Like a letter V.
I've been doing this for 15 years.
Ain't no woman like a letter V.
Epitome of a femme queen is not being oversurged. That's not the epitome of a femme queen. Epitome of a femme queen is to look real like a woman.
Bitch, I can have surge and look like a Barbie girl. I don't want to look like that. I want to be exactly who I am. I'm Kelly. I'm me. As a poem that I wrote.
You're not Kelly. You're Carl.
I'm me. I don't want to be nobody else but
you
me.
Like
a tree as tall as one whole hour. I don't want to be nothing.
How are you
me.
Gonna have
I don't want all of that.
Days.
If I want it, baby,
and
I can go out and I can have it, baby. Okay? It's nothing to go out and do it, bitch. If I wanted to leave and go and get surgery tomorrow and get my whole stomach
Kelly,
out and put in my motherfucking ass, bitch, I can go out and have it done tomorrow. I don't want it done. I don't want to look
Kelly.
Like you, Miss Thing. I don't want shit to start
Kelly.
Sagging and everything.
Kelly.
You're 39,
Kelly.
But you look more like you're 69.
Kelly, a woman
yes,
doesn't
mister.
Have a 46-inch waist. And 85-inch shoulders. A woman
and
doesn't
you got,
have that.
And Miss Thing, and look at your face, Miss Thing.
Kelly, my face is everything, baby doll. Everything.
Oh, since you
okay?
know, since you
everything.
Feel, since you feel, since you feel that,
Kelly,
since you feel,
you
since you feel that you're really
for
me, and all of this
I've
stuff,
one face, I have one face.
Oh,
okay,
but you
times.
One face and you one face and you all of this and you all of that.
Several
since
times,
you feel
baby.
That you're really
several
me,
times, and I've only been chopped one time, and that was by Miss Rodney. At the prestige ball.
What you're not going to do is not you're not going to disrespect Rodney. But if you feel that you're realer than me, see me on the back of the runway on Friday.
Baby, I don't get into that faggot bullshit. See me at a motherfucking casino,
right.
baby.
See me on the back of the runway.
See me at the casino with a house full of trade. You see me at a casino with a house full of trade.
You don't know me.
You don't know me.
She's a
you don't know me,
bitch.
You don't know me. You don't know me because I don't have too many Facebook friends.
You
can go check my friends. I only have about 300 friends, people that I actually know. I don't just take numbers, baby. You got me fucked up in the game. My name is fucking legendary Nikki Italiano. That's my motherfucking name. That's my name. That's my name. You're a lonely black ugly faggot that needs a ballroom scene. You need a ballroom. No, I'm actually on a three-way. Somebody call me on three-way. I don't need to put their name out here because that's not necessary.
We're not back in the KKK.
It doesn't matter with all that. Get somebody on here. I'm still waiting for somebody to get on here that knows me. Call one of them people that's been in my house. The Ambi Prodigy, please call in. People that's been to my home that knows that I drive Escalades and Beamers and Benzes that are all mine in my own name.
What does that prove?
Please do.
What does that prove that you us all material shit? Bitch, what money you have in the bank?
I'm a fucking
When you fucking die, what life insurance do you have? All that shit is materialistic shit. Shit, I can go to a car and look at BMW tomorrow. That don't mean shit.
Get this beast off the phone. Get this beast off the phone before I ride my X5 over him. Get this beast off the phone. Please call in. Hello. I need somebody. I need legends to call in. I need Man Prodigy. I need Vanessa Mizrahi. I need Misha. I need Anjanae. No, they're all going to laugh at you, faggot, because you're using a big voice. I need someone to call in. Please do. Please, Jason Prodigy. Anybody that's been to my house, please call in.
Is your face heavy? Is your face heavy? Is it heavy?
That voice is terrible. That voice is terrible. That voice is terrible. That voice is terrible.
Seriously, is your face heavy?
Oh, my God. I can't take it. Your voice is making my ears bleed.
Bloody.
Anyway, Paula, you have a nice night. Kelly, you're going to have somebody call in or what? I mean, hold on, let's see. We have some other callers. Father, call in, you're live on the air. I'm on the air. I'm still waiting. Father, call us next. 757-585-781, you're live on the air.
I'm trying to figure out what ball did she walk.
That Rodney dropped her at the Albertians ball.
Which one? First Fridays?
No, the one he had with Miss Adrian. I don't even know what ball was because it was the first one I was at in about 8 or 9 years. I stopped walking balls
in
99, 2000.
You said 8 or 9 years. 8 or 9 years. So you didn't get no moans to soften up that face, baby?
Where's this Rodney? This Rodney, you have titties implant in your face. Actually, Kelly, you look like you got titties in the back too, because I'm looking at a video of you now. You got these two big, like, it looks like big pieces of pork meat on each side of your shoulder.
Can we talk about? Where's Miss Rodney? Do you remember now, Miss Rodney? Do you remember when it was you and Kiana and a bunch of other people on the judges panel?
Hold on, Grizzly Bear. We got a private caller on the line.
I have a question for Nicole.
Yes, baby.
Nicole, when you first got on this phone line, you started asking Kelly why was she being ratchet. You was going to show her how to be a lady. But now you're sounding like a bit of
sack. I understand, baby,
what
you're going to get. And you know what? You're absolutely right, but sometimes you have to stoop to other people's level. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's the thing, though. You keep telling Kelly you're going to show her how to be a lady, but you're
because
still acting like one of these jealous
bitches, girl.
She won't
allow me to talk.
I mean,
you're
screaming on the phone. Then you keep saying you have face, honey. If you didn't have face 8 years ago, you don't have face now. Let me tell you, honey. And, girl, correction.
What do you
somebody's
mean?
Eyes escalate
I didn't want
anymore,
face,
bitch.
Baby
we're
then.
Driving high hoes in Suburbans, girl. What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you sleep now, too?
High-hose.
Do you have Alzheimer's, too, girl? I mean, what the fuck is going on?
High-hose?
I don't sound like a jealous-ass fag. No shame, honey.
Why would
no
I be jealous, baby?
All.
Why would I? Who drives high-hose?
Baby, that's all you keep saying is find somebody who know you. But,
baby,
girl,
I
don't
would never
even
drive
know you.
High-hose.
Bitch, you couldn't make an impact.
I'd rather have my Escalade
ago.
Any day
bitch,
over
you
high-hose.
Don't even know you, honey.
If you know anything, baby, if you know anything about vehicles, you probably don't.
That don't make you relevant.
If you know anything about
Hold on,
young man, can you please be quiet so Kelly can get to the caller? Thank you.
These late butch queens are burning my ears.
Oh, I guess that Philadelphia caller didn't know you either. 484-362, you're live on the air.
I need 267 numbers. I know 215 numbers. That's what I want. Hello?
Yes, 484-362, you're live on the air. Oh, I guess not. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, private caller.
I can't. All right, my commentary is for Nicole. You're trying to call out all these people to prove who you are. The fact that you need other people to validate.
No, baby. I didn't say I need to prove anything. That's one thing for certain and two things for sure. This lady's on the phone trying to read me, so I want her to get somebody on this phone that can clarify.
Hold on, Nick, this is what we're going to do, Nick. You said you want to be a lady. Let the caller speak and stop cutting off the caller.
Because, Kelly, it's
Nick.
Nobody.
Nick, let him speak. Nick,
Kelly,
Nicholas.
It's nobody.
Nicholas.
It's
Nicholas.
Nobody
listen.
Important.
Because you're being
no
loud.
Shade. It's
you're
nobody.
You're being loud.
I'm
begging
you.
Well, hold on. We had a Philadelphia caller, but they just hung up, so I guess they didn't know you either. But we're not going to sit here and we're not going to do this.
It.
You said you want to be a lady.
Kelly, I love you,
so
baby.
Hold on.
I just
listen,
want you to act like a lady.
This is what we're going to do.
You know,
I'm not being dead serious. I'm being serious with you. I'm being serious. Listen to me. Oh, my God, I'm gagging at you. I'm trying to sit here, and I'm trying to talk, and you're being so disrespectful and so rude, and I'm gagging at you. Now I'm sitting here, and I'm being 100%.
You?
I'm being 100% real with you. And
who
now, this
are
is the,
you?
Hold on.
What
now,
is
this
name?
Is the voice. This is the voice that I talk on the phone with when I talk with Rodney, when I talk with Jasmine, and when I talk with everybody
well,
else.
Why do you
I
have to change
with.
Your voice? Why
because it's all about, this is a business. This is a business here, baby, okay?
Oh, my God.
I'm a personality. And when
well,
I come up on the show at 11 o'clock, I put on a
so
personality.
Are you Kelly at night?
When I leave, when
Kelly
the show
at night
is done,
and Kareem in the
personality
daytime?
Is
like,
over.
Confused.
But if you see, I'm trying to,
are
I'm
you
being
Kelly
respectful.
At night
I'm being
and Kareem
respectful.
In the daytime?
I'm being respectful and
Kelly, you're confusing me. You're changing your voice.
Because I'm being respectful and I'm talking to you the way I talk to my friends, and I'm trying to get something through to you, and you said you want me to be a lady, so now I'm giving you Kelly Unique Night. And
please,
I'm talking
be
to you.
A
I'm
lady.
Not giving you the personality anymore. I'm really ganging
it's
at you that you're sitting here
it's
and
not.
You're acting and
seriously.
You're sitting here and you said
and
that
I'm
you
sure
want me to
I'm
be professional
Kelly,
and you want me
you
to be a lady,
listen.
But you're sitting here
I'm
and you're
sure
acting like
I'm
an animal and you're acting very barbaric. I'm really gagging at you.
I'm sure I'm not the only person that ever told you that.
But I'm really gagging at you.
Why?
Oh my God, I'm gagging.
I take a bag of
hold on, hold on. Hold on. We have
a
Philadelphia,
girl,
we have a Philadelphia
like
caller on the phone. 267-271. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, Philadelphia.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
This is A-Rad.
Oh, what's going on? Do you know this young lady in the phone?
I don't know A-Rad. No, I don't know
yeah,
him.
I know her. Of course,
you don't,
Kelly, she's going to take she don't know nobody that call. She's horrible.
Oh.
You know me, A-Rad? How do you know me, baby? Because I don't. Your name don't ring bells to me.
I'm talking to Kelly, right? Kelly,
no,
I know
no, no.
She's
I'm talking. You don't know. Well, where do I live? Where do I live?
Why are you calling off the callers? You just told me to be professional and be a lady, but you're sitting here and you're
right.
Calling off the callers. You're acting
because,
like an
Kelly,
animal.
We're not going to play. We're not going to play them kind of games where people's going to call in and act like they know me, and then they really don't. Like, tell me something about me.
You just said you want 215 and 267 numbers
Kelly,
to call in, and now they're calling in. You're sitting here, and you're acting like the personality of Kelly when she comes on the show, Miss Thing. And now I'm sitting here, and I'm being a very professional and white woman, and I'm talking, and I'm addressing you the same way I would address my sister, Jasmine, and the way I would address my brother, Rodney. And you're sitting here, you're acting really barbaric, Miss Thing. You're acting like a type of animal or something, Miss Thing. Can you act like a lady, Miss Thing? I want you to be such a fucking lady. Why are you going to be a fucking lady? You're acting like a fucking animal now, baby.
You're a kiki. I can't wait
baby,
to see
I
you
Baby, I got a
kiki.
I'm not a kiki. You ain't a baby trying
yes,
to believe it.
You
see me under that fucking
thing.
Girl, you got to clear the motherfucker. You got to clear the robe.
I better clear the room.
Kelly.
What the fuck
you gotta
that
clear
mean?
The room, bitch.
Kelly.
You gotta clear the room when the girl see your ugly ass motherfucking face, bitch.
What the fuck does that mean?
Girl, exactly what I just said. You gotta clear the room. You want me to be a lady? I'm being
Kelly,
a lady.
You
I'm
don't
being,
fucking
I'm
fear me, baby. Because
you
know
what,
baby?
Baby, listen.
Let me tell
I don't want to scare
you.
I'm not. I don't want to scare
you.
And I'm not threatening
you,
you or
homework.
Anything.
You do your homework. Baby, and they will let you know, and I guarantee you get on this motherfucking show.
Nobody knows. Nobody
you know
knows who you are. Nobody
Kelly,
knows who you are.
Stop
the girls
it.
Don't know you. You
stop
asking
it.
For man.
Stop
you
it.
Asking for man. You asking for man
stop
to call in. You asking for this person
Why?
To call in.
He's
Nobody knows
house.
You, bitch.
He's
Nobody knows
my
you.
House. He's been
Nobody
my
knows
house because
you.
I've only had. I've only invited a few selected people. Been to my
well,
house.
Well, you
I will
should
only invite, surround
you
myself.
Well, can I tell you
only
something? You know what? Listen, let me tell you something.
Positive.
You know what I'm gonna do? You
You're
know what I'm gonna do for you? You know what I'm
You're
gonna do for you?
Man lives like a fucking human being. Man lives like a human being. His house is lovely. It's well dressed. It's well groomed. His house is lovely. So of course I would invite him to my home.
I know exactly. I know exactly how Manhouse looks. I went to Manhouse and I played cards at Manhouse.
Exactly. So if you know, then you know how man lives. So of course I'm only going to have someone that lives nice like that to my home.
So the way you live in your apartment, you need to keep your face up like that. Because if you keep your apartment up that good, your face is not kept up that good.
Stop it, Kelly. Now, why are you acting like that? You know that's a lie, baby. Come on.
Kelly, I'm getting ready. Kelly, I'm getting ready to get off. But, Nicole, I haven't disrespected
you. Is that Rodney?
Yeah, it is Rodney.
Yes.
I was wondering why, when I chopped you, why didn't you come and ask me why I chopped you?
Because I didn't feel that it was necessary. Because I don't indulge in that, and I don't need anybody to justify who I am, Rodney.
Right, so as a lady, so you kind of need to say, to call me Miss Rodney and all this stuff just because I chopped you at a ball?
No, well, what do you want me to call you, Mr. Rodney?
You can call me Rodney like I call you Nicole.
Okay, but that's fine. Hi, Rodney. I'm Nicole.
I haven't
nice
disrespected
to meet
you, so, but you come off and disrespected me. So when people disrespect me, what I do is every flaw, every hair out of place, if you want to be such a lady, every piece of hair that's out of place, one bump on your face, anything I see, That's the reason for me to chop you. And I can validate that when I chop people.
So why did you chop me then? Not that it means anything.
No, I'm just saying. I'm being real honest with you because you can't. Miss Rodney, I never said anything to you out of line. No disrespect. You the lady. If I chop you, I might even see you at that time. I've chopped Kelly before, Nicole. I've chopped Kelly before.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I mean,
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, yes, I'm chopped Kelly.
If you, then you should know who I am by now, correct?
No, I'll just see a picture. I don't.
I'm going to take her picture, Rodney, and I'm going to send it to your phone. I used to be Karan. I used to go by Nikki Karan. You know, but as I got older, I took on the name as Nicole. But I used to go by Nikki Karan. I used to walk, you know, drag face back then realness, you know, whatever have you. But, you know, I do remember you throughout the years, and I'm sure you remember me once you see my picture.
Oh, okay.
You know, it doesn't really matter you chop me or not because I don't play the ballroom scene like that anyway, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I am in the ballroom scene, of course everybody knows, but I also live my life every day. I go to work, have my own place. I'm validated by whatever
I understand all that. You know, it is what it is.
Right, it's a game for me. I have fun. If I chop someone, I don't have a problem explaining to them. If they feel like
it's
Well,
you were the last judge. You were sitting next to Michi. Kiana was at the first judge.
Hold on. One of my faithful listeners, I'm not going to mention their name unless they hit me back up on Facebook and tell me to mention their name. But one of my faithful callers, listeners to the radio station, she listens all the time. She's a fab girl. She's known all over the place. And she says, Kelly, yes, I know that man.
Well, then if
and they said
so
to tell, and they said to tell you,
get on here.
They gave me money, they said to tell you, and no, he does not live the way he says he lives.
But that's a lie.
And this is a faithful caller, and this caller, everybody knows this caller. Everybody knows
then,
this lady.
Well,
and if she tells me I can mention her name, then I'll say her name when she is to me at the whole Facebook. But she said, yes, she knows that man, and he does not live the way he says he lives.
Rodney knows man very well. So Rodney, you call man tomorrow and you asked him about Nikki, the Amby's best friend, and you asked him when he was over my place on Broad Street that he even said, "Wow, I don't see too many femme queens that live like this." But that's neither here or there. Because again,
right.
It's probably just another hater. You know, because I've always been known for driving fabulous BMWs, Benzes, furs, diamonds the size of nickels. I don't got to get on your show, baby, because if I had to get on here and lie, I would have not said my name. You feel me?
We're going to Sugar House this weekend because I'm coming to Philadelphia. We can go to the Sugar House and spend it out.
We sure can, baby, because we could turn it out because I'm definitely a blackjack player, and me can tell you that.
Okay, well, we can all definitely go play some blackjack this weekend. And let's see who they're going to call Miss and who they're going to call Matt.
But, Kelly, you
got
to act like a lady. I don't like to get clocked, sweetie. You have to act like a lady.
Baby, I am a lady. I'm a lady in the street and a freak in the bed.
Okay, baby. I don't have a problem with you, Kelly. I just have a problem the way you act. That's it. I don't have a problem with your
personal
life.
I'm here to just do a job, and you can't get mad at me because I do a job.
I'm not mad about your talk show. I'm mad about, like, watching YouTube videos and you getting up screaming and just acting, you know, out of character and not acting like a lady and just screaming. And then what you did at the grill ball, like, that was unnecessary.
Mm.
You know, pulling your pants down. Who does that? Come on. Lifting that lady's dress up, you know, reading her. She's cunt. Bottom line.
You would think somebody like that is cunt looking at your pictures.
Miss Thing, she's cunt. I mean, you can't take that from her.
She's cunt looking the way you look.
She looks like a lady. She looks like a bitch.
You think you look like a lady.
Kelly. I don't want to argue with you, Kelly, but you're not going to
read. You're not going to read the lady. You're not going to say the truth.
But the truth is, Kelly, you don't look like a lady, and that's being honest.
Well, that's your opinion. You look like you don't look like a lady. That's your opinion.
And
just
you,
like,
and
I
you
don't
have
think
have
that you
face.
Look like one.
Where do you have face? Where do you have face? Like,
okay.
Honestly, I'm not here to put you down. I keep it real. And, like, this tongue either gets me in trouble or this tongue makes people love me. You see what I'm saying? But you don't have face. Like, Felicity, that's a big girl face.
Oh, somebody, is Joey your cousin?
Who?
Joey, is Joey your cousin?
No, I don't have no cousin named Joey, baby.
Oh, because they said, somebody just hit me up and said, you get your coins on in South Philly. That's where you be getting your coins at.
My family owns businesses, baby. Ask me, Rodney, call me in and ask, listen, whatever. I'm just saying, Kelly, you know, honestly, one thing about me, I keep it 100. You don't have some queen face. You know, you don't have woman face.
Somebody said your cousin is Joey something from the mob, the Italian mob. Your family part of the Italian mob, they said?
Well, whatever. I don't know, baby. This I don't know nothing about that. This call is live, and I don't need the feds in my mother's house and all that crazy shit. I know how I live, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? All that mob shit doesn't mean anything to me. You know, this is live on air, but, you know, it is what it is. Yes, I am 100% Italian, read between the lines, whatever.
No,
however,
sorry, I'm getting it wrong. They said your name is Joey. That's what they said. They just hit me up and they said your name is Joey. Your family is part of the Italian mob and your boy name is Joey.
Oh, well, my middle name used to be Joey, yeah. I don't have a problem with that. Absolutely.
Oh,
that used
to
be my middle name.
You see, honey, baby, when you sit here and you start talking and stuff, you know, the girl send me tea and everything, girl. Honey,
right,
baby,
but tell the same girls to get on here. Tell the same girls to get on here and state their name. That makes a real bitch. You know what I'm saying? And we can
the girl said
they're going to
get your address. They said they're going to send me boy pictures of you and everything.
Hello,
oh, that's
Joey.
Beautiful, because I was a gorgeous boy. I was a gorgeous boy. You want me to send you a picture of me as a boy? I even wore Butch Queen face before, like in 94.
Why did you do that to yourself?
You know, I was a gorgeous boy. I mean, really. But anyway.
But you know, I keep telling y'all girls, when y'all sit here, y'all still go. My girl,
Kelly,
we
were all boys
at
one time,
baby.
That's not a read. That's not a read.
I gotta give all y'all a shout out because y'all do not play no motherfucking games. Y'all be up on y'all motherfucking shit, Miss Thing. The girls come out and the girls say something. The girls gonna pull out your whole car. They sending me all your information and everything, baby.
What else you got?
That's how good. That's how good my girls are, Miss Thing. I'm not gonna put your phone number and your address and everything on it anyway. Because you know, with Blog Talk, we can't do that. But the girls gonna send me all of that, maybe. They gonna send me your address and everything. But I'm not gonna put it out here on the radio because you can't
do
that.
Hey, call her.
You
know who has my number? You know who has my number, sweetheart? The only person that has my number is Ski, is Niambi. The only people that has my number is Ski, is Niambi. These are my lifetime friends. These are the people that know my family. You understand? These are the people that know me for years. Who?
You know Ski?
That's my brother, sweetheart. He can tell you everything about me. I went to school with him.
I'm gonna call Ski and find and ask Ski about you.
You call Ski right now on 3-way.
Ski gotta get up in the morning to go to work in the hospital. I'll call Ski tomorrow on his lunch break.
You call Ski. We went to school together. Actually, I'm a dialysis tech too, but I didn't go to through with it. Because it wasn't for me. But we went to school together.
Well,
he can tell you
I'm definitely going to ask Ski about you. And you know,
my
I love you, honey. Your opinion is your opinion.
Brother.
We can't ask you for your opinion. But, you know, baby, I think you need to go get you some Botox. And that's what I think I'm going to do.
What
I'm going to go
Botox
out and get
for?
You four sections of Botox. And I'm going to give the card to Ski so he can get to you. So you get you some Botox for the new year. Because I don't want
Botox,
your teeth to be falling like they're falling. I want you to pick it back up and look like something.
Caller, I know you. Caller, I think I know you. Didn't you lose one of your fingers?
Listen, I don't talk to people that... No, I didn't lose one of my fingers, baby. I don't talk to people that talk like that. Talk to me in your real voice. Like, why can't you keep it real? Like, Kelly's keeping it real. Rodney's keeping it real. Nikki's keeping it real.
You only have four fingers.
No, I don't have four fingers, sweetie. That's a lie.
Why
should
I have four fingers,
Rodney? No,
That is true. I tried to shake her hand. She only has four fingers.
But
anyway,
hold on. I got one more call. Let's see. Hold on. 267-255. Your live on the air. 267-255. Your live on the air.
Joey Four Fingers.
Oh, that's Joey Four Fingers?
Oh my God. These are all PL people, all party line girls that used to play on the party line back in the day, because that's the same shit, sis, that they used to say on the party line.
Oh, shit. Joey Four Fingers.
That's the same shit they used to say on the party line. Kelly, don't you believe that shit? When we meet up, to Sugar House, you're going to say, you know what, let me stop playing with these people on this call, on these calls lying like that. I want somebody to get on here like the heaps of real. You know what I'm saying? Like, where's the real bitches at?
Joey Four Fingers.
Like, I'm pushing 40, baby. I'm pushing 40. And you know why, baby? Listen.
Your name is Joey Four Fingers, and your family are part of the Italian mob. So what happened? They sent you out to
the head. Stop it, Kelly.
You came back with some nubs.
Kelly, I'm going to fuck you up for that one. Kelly, that's the funniest thing you said all night, but it's not true, baby girl.
Your name ain't gonna be Joey Four Fingers. We're gonna name you Nubby Nub from Philly.
Nubby
Nub.
I can't do this no more. I got guests from LA here in my house. We about to get out of here because they last night in New York, and they about to go out to Vogue Nights, and I'm about to go out with them. I love you for Jesse Corbin. You definitely made you
Ish,
and the corner that calls in with
night.
The Nicki Gotti show.
Kelly, real quick, is Jack about me? He knows me for a lot of years, too.
When I go out tonight, I'm going to ask Jack about Joey Four Fingers.
No. Ask him about Nicki.
Ask him about Nicki. And if you say you don't know Nicki from Philly, then I'm going to ask him about Joey Four Fingers or Nubby Love.
Kelly, why do you talk like that? Don't do that, Kelly. That's an embarrassment.
Let me tell you something.
Serious.
I don't want nobody to take anything that I say on this show personal. I'm just here to take and make a show and to make the girls laugh and to make the girls kiki. Like I said at the beginning, like I said with Miss Joey Four Fingers, baby, the girls, the person that's on this radio show and the person that y'all see at the board as the person that I really am, I'm a nice and loving and respectful person, honey. And all the girls love me, and all the girls are definitely kind and they own way. I can't knock anybody. The girls don't see me for my realness. I might not see some of the girls for their realness, but everybody is kind in their own way. Some people get clocked and some people don't. Some girls are passable, some girls are not. And I love y'all all. Miss London, can you say goodnight to the girls? Because we about to get up out of here.
Night-night, ladies. Night-night, Joey Four Fingers.
Like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm the only one legendary mother, Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, or whatever club you do go in tonight, please, if you take somebody home, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And Kevin Jay-Z is going to take us away with Who Runs the World, and Nicole will be live here tomorrow on the air doing her exclusive one-on-one interview, and I'll be back here next week, Monday, to definitely gives you the recap of the legendary, iconic Tony Revlon's birthday ball in Baltimore, Maryland this weekend, and the recap of the Philly First Friday Breakfast Awards ball. I love y'all all. I'll see y'all back here next week, Monday. Bye-bye.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Who runs this?